I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Atlanta-based Equifax says an additional 2.4 million Americans were impacted by last year's data breach. The company says the newly discovered victims only had their names and partial driver's license numbers stolen by the attackers, but not the state where the license was issued, the date of issuance, or the expiration date. The original 14.5 million people had their social security numbers compromised. The Equifax data breach is the largest breach of personal information ever reported. Equifax says it will provide credit monitoring and identity theft protection services to the newly discovered victims. Nearly a year after two Gwinnett police officers were fired for allegedly beating a man while he was handcuffed, the grand jury is recommending criminal charges against the two. The victim, Demetrius Hollins, was bloodied as the accused officers were caught on video beating and kicking him during a traffic stop. According to CBS 46, former officers Michael Bongiovanni and Robert McDonald will plead not guilty. Well, yesterday, Dick's Sporting Goods announced it won't sell any firearms to people under 21 and will stop selling assault-style rifles. Walmart has now said the same thing. We caught up with people at a Macon Dick's location for a reaction. This is Todd Jameson.
It's their opinion. It's their store. If they want to carry them, great. If not, that's up to them.
I'm a member of the NRA, and if people want to kill, they'll kill. It's not the guns that's killing everybody. It's the people that's doing it.
That's Dick's Sporting Good customer Polly Johnson. You can share your opinion with us on Facebook and on Twitter. And the Education Department has announced it will use $2.7 billion from the new federal budget to aid K-12 schools, school districts, and institutions of higher learning in recovering from Hurricanes Harvey, Irma, and Maria, as well as the recent California wildfires. The added federal dollars will enable the department to give immediate aid to restart school operations in Georgia, South Carolina, Florida, and Alabama, as well as California, Puerto Rico, Texas, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and Louisiana. The Georgia House voted yesterday in favor of a bill that would fine drivers at least $300 for holding a phone behind the wheel. Under the bill, drivers would still be allowed to use GPS navigation and talk via a hands-free device. Marietta Republican Representative John Carson says distracted driving is largely responsible for a recent spike in fatal crashes in Georgia and the resulting rise in auto insurance premiums across the state. The measure awaits Senate input. Dalton police say they encountered the teacher accused of firing a gunshot in his high school classroom on two previous occasions. According to WSB, in 2016, Jesse Randall Davidson told officers that two friends killed a woman on his behalf because he was having an online affair with her. But police weren't able to verify that information. In another report, this one from last year, police say they found Davidson during a school day sitting on a street curb, unresponsive and being held up by two school employees. He was taken to a hospital after both incidents. And in Columbia County, just outside of Augusta, a groundbreaking celebration took place yesterday for the long-anticipated new Performing Arts Center. The 70,000-square-foot structure will house a state-of-the-art, 2,000-seat, three-level theater, making it the largest indoor performance space in the county. According to WRDW-TV, construction work is set to begin on Monday. For more GPB News, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.